If you have spent time with young children, chances are you're very familiar with the tunes from the Disney hit Frozen. The stage version of the musical has been touring around Australia, and off the back of hugely successful seasons in Sydney and Melbourne, the Broadway hit has just premiered in Brisbane. There's plenty of Disney magic in the production, especially the costumes, as Kathy Van Extel discovered when she was given the inside story of the Frozen wardrobe.
Go to any Book Week parade or dress-up party and you're guaranteed to find more than one Elsa in glittering blue dress and cape. As any fan of the original Frozen film understands, the costumes are as iconic as the story and songs. Award-winning British costume designer Christopher Oram is behind the theatre adaptation of the film. The task of bringing his vision and the Disney wardrobe magic to life on the stage in Australia fell to Janet Hine, the costume and wig design associate.
With a Disney show, we get what's called a Bible, and we need to follow that Bible to the T unless it's discussed with the designer. I do have the freedom, though, to change the way items are manufactured, and that's where I really come in because of my experience with dance shows. So I always try and make it as comfortable for the dancer as possible, but still keeping with the design.
The costume Bible Janet worked to is substantial. Frozen is one of the most technically advanced productions ever mounted in Australia, with 65 tons of scenery and automation. The wardrobe for the cast of 38 includes 440 costumes, 145 wigs, hair and facial hair pieces, 90 handmade hats, and 120 pairs of custom-made shoes.
It took our local crew and our touring crew 22 semi-trailers to transport the show from Melbourne, where we were just playing, to here.
The musical's resident director, Benjamin Osborne, says no expense has been spared on the production, including the costumes.
All of the fabrics used in the show have been sourced from about 15 different countries around the world. They're traditional fabrics that people would actually wear in Scandinavia, so you're getting a true sense of what life is like in Arendelle. The ice dress alone, Elsa's ice dress, is just spectacular. It takes 3 months to make. It takes one person 60 days to sew on 140,000 beads and crystals.
Of the 250 Australian jobs created by Frozen's tour to Australia, 70 were in the costume fabrication team. Janet Hine says all of the costumes were made in Australia.
Disney, always extravagant. There's also a level of complication when we're doing something as big as a show like Frozen, because there's many layers to these costumes. We have to look at the Norwegian design, which was the inspiration behind the original design, do everything true to that. You start with dyeing, you have to dye flesh to the tone of the actor, you then have to art finish, and then we make the costume, then we bead the costume, then we art finish the costume again. So, you know, there's 7 to 10 layers for everything before you see it on stage. So it's quite complicated, but in Disney fashion, it looks very seamless.
Well, let's go to the stats of the costuming then. Just how big a production is this?
Costume-wise, there's up to about 400 different costumes. And as I say, all of those costumes have many layers to them. You know, the beautiful dresses you see in the coronation. We have bloomers, the stockings, petticoats. There's so many layers to this costuming. We have the wigs alone. They're all human hair, hand knotted. The hair's all from Europe, from France and Italy.
Where was all this work done?
Well, it was very complicated. This was the first year of COVID. We actually spread the manufacture over the 12 months, rather than normally it would take 6 months to do. I had to share the work across many different states to be able to achieve what needed to be done. The beading, most of it actually did happen in Sydney, and I had about 15 different people worked on the dress.
Along with all of the glamorous gowns, the Frozen wardrobe also includes a lot of wool. Janet Hine commissioned a team of knitters around the country, including Brisbane octogenarian Margaret Remington.
The designer was very specific that he didn't want to have machine knitting in the show. He wanted the authenticity of the beautiful knitting that they have in the Norwegian style. And it is quite a specialty knit. So I was actually struggling to get the amount of people to do what we needed done, because we need quite a lot of knitting in this show. There's one scene where everybody has a knitted beanie, gloves and leg warmers, and the show times 30 sets of them. So I had to really get clever on how do I spread this out, because the professionals couldn't do it. So I happen to know Margaret Remington, because she's a family friend of mine, and I know she's an incredible knitter, as she's knitted me things before. And so I rang her and said, would you be able to do this? And I sent her the designs, and she had to follow the design, the Disney direction, and it was a complicated knit, but of course, being Margaret, she's done a lot of knitting before, so they came back beautiful.
Margaret Remington turns 84 on Wednesday. She's been knitting since the age of five.
My grandmother taught me to knit at the farm when I was five. I think it's just something that my mother, my two grandmothers, all my aunts, every woman in the family was talented with needlework. It was just something I grew up with.
For somebody who loves knitting, it must be a nice thing to see that these skills are being kept alive with productions like this.
I think it's wonderful, because there's something very calming when you can just sit and work through your pattern and you end up with a garment that people admire and you think, well, yes, that was a pleasure.
Over 6 weeks during the initial COVID lockdown, Margaret Remington knitted a scarf, mittens and leg warmers in luxurious alpaca, her first time using such expensive wool. She's modest about the complexity of the task and donated her payment to charity. Speaking ahead of the opening night, Margaret was excited about seeing her labour of love on stage.
I don't know whether I'll be able to recognise my own pieces, because there'll probably be several other copies of that particular design, but just seeing them on the stage will be just very exciting.
A moment of pride, perhaps?
Oh, I suppose so, yes. It's very nice to be involved.
Kathy Van Extel with that report on the dazzling costumes of Frozen the Musical, which has just opened in Brisbane. And a happy birthday shout out to Brisbane knitter Margaret Remington, who turns 84 on Wednesday.